I'm fucking talking football. So if you fucking think football's stupid, and American football, not fucking soccer, not fucking like guys, fuck soccer. All right, I don't. I'm pissed off. Okay, I'm pissed off. I don't even want to think about soccer because soccer pisses me off even more that it exists. It's a fucking stupid sport. It's a sport for children, and football's a sport for men. For fucking men. I'm trying to cheer myself up. I am a huge, huge fucking Miami Dolphin fan. Like, it's not logical. Football, American football is not a logical thing. You know, it is something, I don't know why we love it. I think I'm going to go into why I think we do. And I'm also going to try to find my inner peace dealing with losing to the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jacksonville Jaguars are the worst fucking team in the goddamn world, okay? They are the epitome of losers in this 21st century. They just are not good. How do I think of an analogy? A lot of you, like, that listen to me, you know porn stuff. Okay, Jacksonville is basically the fucking cream pie cuckold. That's the guy who, like, in the porn movie, after the big cock guy fucks the girl, he doesn't even get to fuck her. He just cream, you know, he licks out what's left, okay? Fucked up stuff. Not a turn on for me. That shit sells, though. That shit does sell. Jacksonville is that team, and we should not have lost to them. The Miami Dolphins should have won this game 37-20. Hell, 37-10. 30-10. 30-10. But it didn't happen. Because I don't know. I think it's the coaching. I think the coach of the Miami Dolphins is awful. I think this guy doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. I think he has no instinct or leadership. I just think that he's just a mediocre coach. And each year, the games I see that we lose, it doesn't come down to talent, though we have some secondary issues. Jesus Christ. It's coaching. The penalties. The penalties. Oh my fucking God. Like, just, you might as well just pissed on my face with all those fucking yellow flags I saw. Just the Dolphins just should have just fucking golden showered. They golden showered their fans. They golden showered us with all these penalties. The penalties lost the game. There is two penalties. The one against, one on offense, the offensive line, and then another against the fucking Miami Dolphins secondary, which is fucking pathetic. I might just fucking try out for the Miami Dolphins secondary. All right? I'm thinking I will. Fuck this writing stuff. I got a good year left. I'm not that out of shape. I probably couldn't have done a better job. But you could get some fucking high school kid or some, like, kid playing college and plugged the guy, McCain. That's his name. Named after the fucking shitty, you know, presidential candidate. President McCain is a much better politician than this person is as a fucking secondary cornerback, this McCain guy. He's awful. Just fucking awful. Just terrible. Pathetic. Just, this is fresh. It's like, you know, it's around 7-something right now. So this is fresh off the loss. I'm venting. You know, fuck it. I have this podcast. I'm going to use it for something I want. So this is my indulgent Miami Dolphin podcast. So if you're still listening, then you're fucking in. If, you know, people that decide to say, fuck it, I understand. But fuck it. I'm talking football. You know, football, I was raised in South Florida. And, you know, for, I think especially boys, this is like the one way we can bond with our fathers. You know, a lot of fathers, they don't want to have to deal with their kids. It's just like, it's a pain in the ass, you know? What do you say to a fucking child, you know, that you're, I mean, what do you, you know? So you can sit with your father and watch a team that represents where you're from. And there's something really primal about that. There's just something really primal about this. See, I am one to understand. I am able to realize something is bullshit and still be uber passionate about it. I think that's like some existential French shit. I'm like an existential French guy who loves football. Camus, even though I hate soccer, Camus was a huge soccer fan. I don't understand why there's not more existentialists who are into to competitive sports. It's very, you know, it really does reflect the existential viewpoint. Because you're basically taking something that's totally meaningless. I mean, I've not put any money into this, you know. I get no real financial gain or clout, social, nothing. If anything, it hurts my sex life because, like, I get bummed. Like, I don't want to go have sex with my girlfriend right now. The Dolphins lost. Now when the Dolphins win, I'm much more likely to fuck. It, like, my testosterone has lowered. Even though I'm angry, I can feel probably a 12% lessening of my testosterone level. I'm just like, I'm bummed, you know? So there's something really, really primal. Something that taps into our reptilian brain by watching football and being a football fan. You know, and I've talked about, I mean, even in The Passion of Christoph, I wrote about Tebow. How I love, and I'll say it again, Eagles fans, if you had Tebow in, you would have won that game. You would have won that game. He wouldn't have thrown a pick. He would have got up, he would fucking run that in and got a touchdown. You know, Tebow, I know fuck it, I don't even care. I'm going on segues, whatever. Tebow, basically, I loved him because he represents all this stuff that I find beautiful about football. He's just this, and it's a shame. It's a tragic thing that he didn't make it because he's just like, I know I'm not supposed to be a quarterback, but my belief is that I'm going to be a quarterback. My romantic worldview, the existential view of myself that I can be a quarterback if I decide to be one, was very beautiful and it was very romantic. It was very much a form of romanticism, Tebow playing quarterback, this person who, you know, if you measure what you need to be a quarterback, Tebow's not it. But yet, his belief in himself decided, yeah, I'm going to be a fucking quarterback. And he failed. But he actually, you know, he failed because people decided to not let him keep on going. But, you know, you look at his record, dude's a winning quarterback. Dude's a winning quarterback. Now, would I have Tebow trade for Tannehill? Hell no. Tannehill's pretty fucking good. He misses a throw here and there. You know what? I'll take that shit. I've suffered too long with mediocre, horrible quarterbacks. Nope. I'm happy with Tannehill. That's our quarterback, for the people who don't know what the fuck's going on. Ryan Timothy Tannehill is a good quarterback. Is he great? I think he can be great one day. The guy played wide receiver, all right? He just has to get some of those deep throws. You know, we need a running back more than we need a quarterback. We need a fucking running game. And our front four, who I basically masturbated about. I mean, I just, you know, I didn't really masturbate about them. I masturbated metaphorically about, you know, the Dolphin front four. Where the fuck are they? Where the fuck are they? I mean, I'm just not seeing. I mean, these are two teams that aren't the best. Now, I like Bortles. I mean, I'm a UCF guy, so I'm biased. And I'm happy for Bortles getting a win. That's the only good thing that came about this. Bortles, I think, is going to be a really good quarterback. And you know what? Jacksonville's, you know, they're no longer going to be the cuckolds. You know, they're no longer going to be the cuckold cream pies. They'll be like a hand job team. You know, they'll get like a hand job. If we put, you know, on the porn rankings, Jacksonville's becoming like hand job porns. Not that great. Nobody really wants to watch a hand job porn, but it's better than a cuckold porn. So, you know, congrats, Jacksonville. And I think, you know, Dolphins played DC last week. I think Kirk Cousins is not that bad. I think he's just as good as the fucking ginger guy. And, the Redskins, they're not that bad of a team. They won today. They beat a good Rams team. I think the Rams are pretty good. So, but man, the Dolphins losing to Jacksonville, it's the slow start. I mean, it's just like watching the Miami Dolphins is like the equivalent to like hooking up with a really frigid girl. I mean, it just, it takes them like an hour, it takes like an hour and a half just fucking around doing shit to finally get going. That, I mean, the Dolphins are like the frigid fucking girl who's not even that into sex, but when they finally get into it, it's like after an hour and a half, and you already are like not even that into it anymore, because it's like, fuck, it's been an hour and a half, you know, I've gone down for like 45 minutes, and I've fingered for a bunch, and she's still like, I don't know, I'm, you know, okay, we'll have sex, I'm not that excited about it. I'm speaking of a certain girl, but I won't say her name. But yeah, you know, that's kind of what, like, watching the Miami Dolphins has been this year. It's just, like, an hour and a half, then finally gets going, and you're already fucking frustrated. You can't even enjoy when they start playing good. That's the Miami Dolphins. So, what's this? I don't know. You know, I'd like to see more of the fucking receivers. I think our receivers are great. I think, you know, look, Parker's, I'm not going to get pissed off. He was injured. It's going to take some time. He's got something. We got Stills. Receivers are all good. I don't know about our running game, though. I mean, I'm hoping the fucking dude from Britain, I can't even say his name. The Dolphins have like a British brother from England. He's got to be the guy. I mean, we need somebody. The dude's a stud. He just, you know, he's bad injuries. But we need something. Is the season over? If we lose to Buffalo, this could be a lost season. And, you know, I just don't think our coach is the guy. I really don't. I didn't feel good about, you know, them extending him or giving him another year. This is not the guy. This guy's just, he just doesn't have it. The lack of discipline was atrocious. I mean, so many penalties. That's coaching. That is coaching. I would love to see a John Gruden. I'd love to see these guys get, you know, our fucking hashtag even sucks. Stronger together? What the fuck does that even mean? You know, like, maybe it just comes down to that goddamn hashtag. I mean, I hate using it. I don't want to use fucking stronger together. What the fuck is this? This sounds like some Oprah shit. This is fucking football. This is football. this is about brutality and fucking testosterone. Not fucking something like you'd see at like a department labor, you know, work group. You know what I mean? That's not a hashtag of a winning team. You, a Patriots are going to use stronger together in a fucking hashtag? Give me a fucking break. No. We need a different hashtag, and we probably need a different coach. And honestly, I think it would turn around, because there's too much damn talent on this team. Now, the secondary, that's a problem. But we should be rushing the quarterback. How those guys aren't rushing the quarterback, that's telling me bad coaching. And our defensive coach, I don't know about this guy either. I like Laser. We got to call more of a running game, but he might just be like, fuck, we can't run the ball. I got to have, you know, Ryan fucking win the game for us. He might be right. I mean, we really have no fucking running game. But I don't know. Hopefully, you know, we're just going to have to kill people throwing the ball. But we just couldn't do it. We just couldn't do it. We couldn't put the fucking foot to the throat. We could have, man. We could have. We just could not. I don't know what it was. We just really shot ourselves in the foot every freaking time. Every freaking time. So, I don't know. You know, I'm just, it sucks. It's, you know, it sucks to be a football fan at times. It's weird, you know. my girlfriend's all into all this new age shit, and it's starting to rub off on me, just how they view the world. I don't believe it, but, you know, she talks about psychic energy, and it's true. There is maybe a thing called psychic energy. It's not, like, real, but it's a way to understand how we view things and how we interact with something. And I put a lot of psychic energy into football. Fuck, I'm doing a goddamn podcast that's usually like all literary and shit, or talking about political issues, and I'm spending it to talk about football, you know? And there's always the people that are like, you know, we need to care about the more important things in this world. And they're right logically, but emotionally, I'm going to care more about the Miami Dolphins than, like, real important political things. Why is that? Why is that? I think if I tried to care about every fucking political thing in the world, I'd go crazy, and I'd have no sense of enjoyment in life, and I see a lot of people that live that way, where, you know, I've talked about this, like the hall monitors, and, you know, the kind of all full-time professors. I can't live that way. You know, I need an outlet to kind of lose myself and, like, lose my thoughts about the fucked upness that is this world, but yet still care at the same time. And football, like, I guess through natural selection of just things, we do that. I think it's a human thing we need. We need something to just help us forget about the sad truths of the world. And I think football's evolved for the American male and female. It's becoming, you know, a sport that a lot of people love. And it's a sport that's pretty, I mean, I read the book for the people who are like, Christoph, did you ever read, you know, this book? I love Steve Allman, and he wrote the book Against Football. And I love that book. Love that book. It's a book basically saying football's pretty fucking evil. And you know what? I can't argue with that. But I'm just like, how much shit can I give up? You know, it's like, I can't be a fucking Puritan either. You know, I can't. I can't just be like, well, you know, there is just, I mean, there's a big case against football. But it's and Steve Allman says it's an addiction. And he's probably right. But it's like, why am I going to quit this? You know, why am I going to quit this? It's something, even though I'm too passionate about it. And it's a stupid passion. I mean, I make fun of people who are into video games. I like football in that at least I only do this one time a week, you know, instead of, like, playing a video game every day. But it's up there with video games. It's selfish. I'm contributing to, you know, basically the stupid, it's an art in some ways, and it's not really an art that great, like, fiction, but you know what, who the fuck is to say that's, like, higher than another thing? You know, I've learned that after writing fucking bizarro erotica. Nothing's really higher than another when it comes to art. It's really up to the individual, and we choose what the fuck we like. We really do. And, you know, if I didn't probably get sat in front of a TV when I was like 5 years old with my dad and cheered for this team, I probably wouldn't give a shit about it. But I did. And a lot of shitty memories, but a lot of good ones. You know, it's being able to be passionate about something. I just heard my girlfriend, she was making fucking chicken. But I'll keep going. It's being able to be passionate about something and care. And, you know, I edit and I write all the fucking time, and I'm doing some school stuff and, you know, you work, and it's just like, you just need something that's not your work. That's not that important, but you get to still care about it. I think we all need that as human beings. And, you know, that's the thing when politics and other certain things become your way to relax, but yet be passionate, you're just fucked. I mean, I'm already, like, pretty cool about the loss, and, like, I move on, you know? I move on, I don't go crazy, and I feel all right. I feel okay. I've had my thing. I've talked about it, and life goes on, and you know what? It's fun. Just, there's something fun about connecting with others about certain passions. I mean, I like it too, because I have writer friends, I have fucking bros, you know, chicks, like, all types that are into the Miami Dolphins. And this sense of nationalism done in a really, really non-dangerous way, like, not Nazi nationalism, but just like, hey, I like the Miami Dolphins, I'm from South Florida, I'm proud to be from there. It's a healthier way to take, probably, honestly, ancient caveman shit, you know, that you, like, support your own cave. You're like, fuck, my cave's the best fucking cave. We're gonna kill your cave. And I think it's that part of ourselves, that, like, hidden reptilian side, and we've learned to take it into a way that's pretty non-harmful, you know, unless you're fucking an idiot that riots or, like, actually fights somebody at a game. I think football overall is a good thing. I have more of a tragic feeling. Like, Steve Allman has a very idealistic view of the world, and I think he's a great writer. He's really funny. Definitely check out Steve Allman. I don't have that. I'm not an idealist at all. I am very much of the Hobbes Burkean school that, you know, it can only get worse. So I actually do see football as progress of humanity, that this is better than the fucking gladiators. We have evolved, and we'll keep evolving, and I'm sure football will get less dangerous. It just, it's something that I think is going to be a part of our culture for a long time, and for better or worse, you know. And I'll that's the thing, I won't have my kids play football, but I'll definitely have them watch it with me. And that is kind of being a shitty parent, because they're going to feel a lot of pain unless the Dolphins become the New England Patriots. But you got to get used to feeling pain, and football is a safe way to feel pain. You know, you're not a badass for being a football fan. It's just, it's a healthy way to, for I think men especially, to get emotional about something and not feel like, you know, they're a pussy. Which, that's a problem in itself. But that's a separate issue. That's a separate issue. Football is, it's a way to, you know, get emotional with a group and kind of feel the tribal parts of ourselves in a safe and moderately healthy way. So, I don't know. I feel good venting. My lady made some chicken. You know, it would be nice to fucking celebrate and eat her delicious chicken. The Dolphins won. That's kind of what I planned. But it didn't happen. It did not happen. All right, I'm going to keep it at 23. So this will be like your little TV show podcast. Didn't happen. And that's all right. I'll keep rooting. I'll keep rooting. What am I going to say? You know, I'm not going to root for the fucking Dolphins. I'm going to root for him. I'll watch some more. Right now, I got to finish a book I'm editing. My own book. Slasher Camp for Nerd Dorks. There will be much more talk about it in a later episode, but I can't say much more else, but it's almost done, and I'm fucking grateful for that. And more Mandy DeSandra stuff will be on the way. And, you know, that aside, Dolphin fans, it's nothing new, you know, but what are you going to do? We're fans. Fucking fandom. Love and hate it. So, on that note, fins up, not stronger together. Fuck that hashtag. Fins up. Go Miami Dolphins. This is the Passion of the Kristoff podcast. Have a good week. Peace.